It's time for the Yoda Squirts Podcast.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throws the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who turned to call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Yoda Squirts Podcast, Squirt 16. I hope you enjoy this squirt squeezed out just for you. Traditionally, a skin flint is someone that's really cheap, but couldn't it also be that someone's rock hard? I know you've always wanted to watch a Japanese cartoon about a cat creature taking a crap, so in the show notes to this squirt on the website, I'm going to post a link to the cartoon you've been waiting your whole life to see. Wouldn't it be embarrassing, or maybe awkward, if having your balls rolled around made the sound like bowling balls bumping together? That way, if you were out to dinner with your girlfriend or wife, and she was trying to give you a little roll around, it'd be hard to do it quietly. Or even worse, if you're sitting in the movie theater and partway through the movie you start hearing bowling balls coming from the row behind you. I decided to record myself taking a dump for all your listening pleasures. No, I'm not kidding. This is really a recording of me squeezing out a loaf. I thought it might put the squirt in Yoda Squirts, so here we go. I did originally plan on, not that I actually planned it, but I originally tried to record myself taking a dump twice, but my little recording device ran out of batteries the second time, so there's just... I don't even really get to the dump, I just introduce the fact that I'm going to try to take another dump, but here it is anyhow.
Hello everyone. Right now I'm on my iRiver, in my bathroom, sitting on the toilet, taking a poop. I thought that this would be a fun little addition to the show, a fun little addition to the squirt, if you will. And so, here I am, taking a poop with you. And if you'll excuse me, now I have to push for a second. It probably won't make much noise. Things are pretty soft right now, but let's try anyhow. Whew. Okay, I don't know if you could hear any of that, but wasn't anything unusual about it. Soft, but not... Overly squishy, nothing burny. Oh, well, I did eat for dinner today the new Carl's Jr. Patty Melt sandwich, and I had some onion rings, but apparently they haven't had a chance to work through my system just yet. But I don't know, maybe by the time they do, I'll take you pooping with me again. So that's me pooping. I hope you enjoy every little dump you have. Hey everybody, I'm in the bathroom again, getting ready to...
We have two voicemails this time. The first is from perhaps the biggest fan of the show, Jonathan.
Hey Yoda, of course. I don't have any good jokes for now. I'm trying to think of some, but for now, just want to give you a shout out. P.S. It's Jonathan.
The second is from Bob.
Hey, it's Bob again. I was wondering, I think I have cancer.
That's great, Bob. Sorry, but I don't believe you. But keep the voicemails coming. Here's a stupid joke. On a wedding night, a husband and wife went back to the hotel room and started to screw all night long until they finally fell asleep. The next morning, the husband asked the wife, "How was it?" And she said, "Awful, you put your dick in my nose." And he said, "Why didn't you tell me?" And she said, "Because your nuts were in my mouth." And another, an older Jewish man who was a long-time widower, decided to remarry. Because he was quite well off, there were several young ladies in his village who were interested. He settled on the youngest and prettiest one. On their wedding night, however, the man had problems pleasing his new wife. Despite all the efforts he made, and they weren't bad for an old man, his pretty young wife just lay there as if nothing was happening. Perplexed and saddened, the next day the old man went to see his rabbi. "Rabbi," he said, "as much as I try, I cannot please my new wife in bed. What should I do?" The rabbi pondered the question for a moment and then came up with this solution. "Tonight, have my son come to your house while you're in bed with your wife, and have him wave his holy towel over both of you." The old man agreed and took the towel the rabbi gave him. That night, just as the old man and his wife were getting into bed, the rabbi's son arrived. The old man immediately got to work on his wife. Meanwhile, the rabbi's son did as he was instructed and waved the towel over both of them, but it was to no avail. In spite of all the work the old man went to, and in spite of the holy towel, his pretty young wife just lay there, exactly as the night before, as unresponsive as a log. After some time, sweating and exhausted, the old man turned to the rabbi's son, who was still waving the towel above him. "Give me that towel," he said, "and you take my place." And so this is what they did. They switched places, with the rabbi's son going to work on the old man's wife while the old man waved the towel above him. Well, it didn't take long for the old man's wife's attitude to change. Soon she was wailing and hollering with pleasure as the rabbi's son pounded away at her. And as the old man waved the towel above them, he said, "You see, this is the way to wave a towel." Ah. Anyhow, that is yet another short squirt for Yoda Squirts. As always, the voicemail number for the show is 206-350-3356. The email address for the show is yodasquirts@gmail.com. And the website for the show is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Join us again next time so that we can all squirt together like we always do every time we squirt together, which is whenever we do squirt together. Bye!